Hello and welcome to the Everyday Novelist NaNoWriMo.
God damn it!
I hope you include these. They're so good.
Bad Dad. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Everyday Novelist's NaNoWriMo Write Through, or as Kitty likes to call it,
the Nano Gangbang.
Oh, yes.
My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, and with me today are Tori.
Hello.
And the aforementioned gangbangy Kitty Nakia.
Yes. That's my favorite, yes.
Oh, evil chuckles. This is going to be a fun day. Oh, well, we're at day 23. We're a week from the finish line.
Wow.
How are you guys doing?
Not finishing my novel.
How are we doing, Kitty? How are we feeling?
Well, I've got 8,000 something and got 435 words today. But I would say nowhere near the first third of the story.
So do you think you can drum up 42,000 words in the next 6 days?
No.
No, I like that. No. Just like, absolutely not.
So what are you going to shoot for the end, given where you are now? What's your word goal?
My word goal? I would like to get, I would like to double where I am.
You'd like to get close to 17,000.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll try to hold you to that. How about you, Tori? How have you been?
Been great.
How are things going?
Wonderful. Just kidding. They're going as they are. You know, life hits you with like a Muppet is like hitting you in the face with shit, and you're like, oh, this is a Muppet hitting me in the face, and you're like, oh my God, like, what is happening? But it's funny, but it's also like horrifying. So that's how my life is going, and I think that's how most people's lives.
Oh, I'm getting flashbacks to Clue. Go. Flames on the side of my face, burning, breathing.
Yes. Yep, that's about right.
See, I was thinking of that one Muppet with the really weird outfit that carries a fish around. I always forget his name.
Oh, Lou Zealand.
Yeah, I was going to say, who is that? Oh, Lou Zealand. Yeah. Oh, man, it's been a while since I've seen the Muppets. But also that it, like, carries my personal sort of...
The Muppets are
It speaks to
animal.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah, animal, but, animal is my spirit animal.
Oh, animal. There it is. There it is. Just chaos. Total chaos. That's... I feel that. I feel that.
Oh.
But yeah, everything's been okay. As it is for pretty much anybody in the world. They're like, oh, everything's great. Slightly crying, little tear in the eye. Everything's fine. So that's how it's been going, which is everything's great.
So should I infer a zero word count for today?
Well, I maybe got like 3 words in today before I said, nope, I'm done. And I literally fell asleep. And the last thing I remember is Tom's dad coming in and starting to watch a show. And I was like, oh, I need to go. But I fell asleep for like 3 solid hours.
Yeah, sometimes a nap is a good thing.
Passed out. Oh, I was like, man. And I'm done. It's my body was like, you can't do this anymore. No.
Mm.
But I would be interested to hear what y'all have to say.
Well, since I did it to Kitty, what I'm going to come up with what your current word count is. Your total current word count here, if we add 3 to the total,
it's like maybe 3 words.
4,707.
Ooh, I'll take 47,000. I'll take that.
4,707.
Right. Gotcha. Okay.
So we have 6 days left. How high do you want to get?
I was hoping to hit the 10,000 mark.
You could do it.
I've never written even this many words, so I'm just proud of where I've come.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And so I hope to break 10,000. And you've kept going
this long, which is okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm not giving up yet. It feels like I'm giving up sometimes, but I'm like, I'm not doing it yet. All right,
so six days left for 10,000. Actually, you'd only have to hit slightly above the average nano day that you would need to hit for the whole thing from the beginning anyway. So
yeah, I'm going to shoot for 1750 a day.
You could hit 10,000.
That'd be great. I mean, if I can just hit more than I've ever done before for creative writing, for something that's just for me, then that is an accomplishment.
If you can budget 3 hours a day just to write, you can do it. Because 500 words an hour is a very achievable.
Yeah, I might actually take you up on it.
And you don't have to do it all in one shift either. You can do it in a couple of shifts. Because in one shift, you might get really exhausted. But if you do,
yeah, I think I could probably make that happen. Cool. And I like to put on things that I'm sort of feeling at the moment. Like Westworld and things like that, where I'm like, ooh, this is fun. Stuff that I enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it kind of helps to not shift, but it helps me to get to that sort of emotional point that I need to get to.
I've been re-upping my finance education, and so there is 1,000 words of what I wrote today is on how the mafia finances and business works in this world. So
nice.
It just came right out. I wasn't planning on it, but boom, and there it was.
I love it.
My day today, I finally hit my professional stride. All I've got to do is keep it up and I will win. Actually, I'll more than win, which means I might even finish the bloody book. But I think it's going to get this terrible feeling it's going to wind up being an 80,000 or so. I won't be done till mid-December, grr. But I hit 4,227 words today for a grand total so far of 33,352.
Oh, hell yeah.
And that feels really good. The story keeps going in unexpected directions, but, oh boy. In fact, I'm starting to wonder if it's going to go where I was intending it to in the first place, but we'll find out.
Ooh.
I'm excited to read it. I'm super stoked.
It's good.
Yeah, Kitty read all of it up to last night's thing this afternoon. Actually, she's cursed me out for writing better than she does.
I'm excited to read both of y'all's stuff. I'm super stoked. Mine, I'm like, can I just put it in a deep dark hole in somewhere where nobody's ever going to read it, please?
Well, you know the rule, right?
Que es la regla?
The first 1,000,000 words are expendable. The 1,000,000 words, they're like your bachelor's degree or whatnot. When you're learning to write, and by the time you do 1,000,000 words, for some people it's as early as 500,000 words if they've done a lot of nonfiction writing, so you know.
Yeah.
But you're making your bones. Almost nothing you do before that point is releasable.
Okay.
Simply because you're figuring your way around things. Occasionally, you'll get an early story, like an early short story or something, that you accidentally do brilliantly. And those are really irritating because you don't know how you did it, so you can't duplicate it.
Freaking Harry Potter. How did you shoot that? Can I just be her?
Oh, the thing that was fun about Harry Potter is you read the first 4 books and you're actually watching her learn to write.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Oh, yes. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I love her so much. And she also lost her billionaire status because she gave so much money to certain things. And I'm like, can I just be that in my life, please?
Well... She got started when she was a little older than you.
True. She was, 31, 32, mm-hmm. and she had kids, and she was
and divorced
contemplating and suicide.
Divorced and on the dole, and she started writing it in a laundromat in order to keep herself from going suicidal while she was washing her kids' underwear.
It's like, oh, okay, got it. Yep. anybody can do this. And she has created a phenomenon that will last throughout time. Yep. I mean, that is a new Bible. Honestly. Mm-hmm. And if it isn't, I'd be very disappointed because it's so beautifully written going through.
My two biggest literary heroes both got started late.
Yeah.
So Kitty got some feedback on the blog.
Did I get feedback?
No.
Thank God. Okay, thank you. Let's just leave it at that. I don't want people to say anything well, about how annoying I am. Ooh, read it to us. I want to
see. All right, you ready for this, Kitty?
Sure.
This was a comment left on Nanogang Day 16, and the comment was left just a couple of days ago. Brad says, In this episode, Kitty said one of her characters was too smart about survival. I didn't hear the suggestion of having that character get injured, maybe head trauma, in a way that meant they could no longer help out. Then you could have two or three flawed alpha types step in and try to take over with disastrous results until a meek character, preferably opposite sex of the expert, ends up rising to the top and becoming a new leader in a completely unlikely way. Anyway, an idea to throw out there for Kitty. I am enjoying the daily updates and rooting for you all. Dan, hopefully you will have a follow-up after Nano where the writers discuss their novel ideas and where they hoped to go with them, or as much as they can without feeling they're giving away their story idea. Yeah, that's not, if you're both down for that, I was hoping to do an after show.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Cool. So, Kitty, that was all directed at you, wow. So please respond to your feedback.
Well, certainly injury and illness is a possibility and is definitely a better way to give someone the stupid ball than giving someone a stupid ball. So absolutely, injury or illness is a good way to deal with hyper-intelligent characters without giving them the idiot ball, and I hate giving characters the idiot ball when they're already established as intelligent. It takes me out of a lot of TV shows, actually. What you suggested on this exact situation won't exactly work because right now I don't have quite enough characters to have a fight for dominance come out because one character is out. But definitely the illness or injury could be a possibility. And thanks for the suggestion. And my call was disconnected because I'm in like a cell phone dead zone. I think, I don't know why. We bought a property in the middle of nowhere that has a cell tower 300 feet from it, and the property has the best cell reception in town. And I'm currently at the edge of a major metropolitan area, and it's nothing. I have to use the internet to make a phone call. And of course, because everybody expects to have cell phones, nobody has a real phone.
There you are.
So I babbled a bit of a response, but it would not create a power vacuum in this situation because there aren't enough characters.
Nonetheless, it's a good suggestion for people contemplating similar types of scenarios who may have more characters.
Absolutely. And it's a better way of taking out an intelligent character than just handing them the idiot.
Oh my god.
True.
I hate the idiot ball.
I hate idiot plots.
But aren't some of the best... I've seen various movies, stories, where there's literally one character. So how does that happen?
Have you seen Moon?
Oh my god, it's so good. So good. I love that. And also coming from like a... Well, astronomy point of view,
idiot plots and giving a character an idiot ball isn't the same as having a character who's
true.
An idiot. An idiot plot is when your character who's already established as being at least marginally intelligent or certainly more intelligent than this is randomly stupid in order to service the plot.
Mm.
It's like the opposite of a Mary Sue. It's a Mary stupid.
So that'll do it for us today, day 23. We're down to the last week, so follow us closely to see if any of us fall off the ledge or if we all make it to the other side. We'll find out tomorrow.
No, we'll find it next week.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Support this podcast and keep us going. Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join up.